Welcome to Time Out with Praise. Be ready to relax, be informed, and entertained.
Welcome to Time Out with Praise. My name is Praise Shaga, your amazing and beautiful host. Welcome to episode 20! Wow, I'm super excited. One, and we are here at 20. Wow, amazing. On this episode, I have a special guest with me. His name is Adanu John.
Well, my name is Adam John, and I'm very, very honored to have me on Praise's podcast. Praise has been like my home girl since way back from university, and we've always anticipated this day, and now look at it happening.
Yeah. Adam is an amazing person, and I'm grateful to have him on the show today. So today's topic is one that you might not have been expecting, but it's one that is going to be really, really interesting. The topic is, don't take me for granted. So when I'm saying don't take me for granted, I'm coming from the relationship side. Don't take me for granted. And we'll start by talking about giving and taking. Most times, maybe when one partner is doing all the giving and you are just receiving alone, and you just feel like he's the one that decided to do it, I didn't ask for it, that kind of thing, and then you don't value what that person is giving you. You have started taking that person for granted. So yeah, I'm saying don't take me for granted, because when I'm giving you, are you giving me back? No, I'm not expecting you to give me exactly what I'm giving you, but I want you to at least give and let me know that I'm not in this alone. I'm not in this journey alone. Because there are times that you hear a guy saying, man, I've given that girl so much, but she has never given me anything. And it's quite embarrassing by the time you sit and think about it. Because no matter how much you say you don't have, you have something you can give. If you think about it deeply, you have something you can give. It's not that sometimes you just take it for granted. I never asked for it. He gave me. And I'm not talking about only guys alone. Some girls are the ones who do more of the giving in their relationship, and they never get that same energy. The guy will even be bragging to his friends that, she likes me too much. She can't do without me. That's why she's giving me all this. But you, have you given her something? Even if the guy is doing better than you, have you given her something that will make her know that, yes, you value her? So, don't take that person for granted. Don't take your partner for granted. When they give you to give, even if you can't measure up. So again, what do you think about this?
Well, relationship is supposed to be a 50-50 thing.
Adanu.
Yeah. Mm. It's basically supposed to be a 50-50.
Adanu, I feel like
you give me the same energy I give you.
Energy, right?
Yes.
Because if you're saying 50-50. Me, I think 70-30 sometimes.
Well,
please don't look at me like that.
No. I mean, I'm in a relationship with you.
Okay.
Right?
Okay.
And you claim you love me,
mm-hmm.
and I claim I love you.
Yes.
So why would you want to give me 70 and I give you 30?
Okay. Now I'm coming from the financial aspect. Yeah. If you are doing better than me, and you buy me something really expensive, I can't afford to buy you that.
You know, when I say 50-50,
okay,
not literally 50-50. I mean,
okay,
I can earn, obviously, maybe I might earn better than you,
okay,
or more than you.
Okay.
And maybe I got you like probably, let's see, a laptop for your birthday.
Okay.
And it was my birthday. Okay. I know how financially strong you are or capable you are.
Yes.
Maybe you're earning lesser than me.
Okay.
You don't have to get me a laptop before I know you give me a 50 energy.
Okay.
You might really get me something reasonable.
Okay.
You don't have to buy me like the whole world. When I say 50-50, not like 50-50. I mean,
okay,
your energy,
okay,
based on your capacity.
Okay. I'm getting that
that's
now.
What I mean.
So now I understand that you mean reciprocating the same energy.
Exactly.
Even if you can't do financially, like if you can't do as much as I am doing, you do in your own capacity.
Yeah. So funny enough, I had a relationship way back my university days. I wouldn't call names anyways. I was in a relationship with some girl, and there was this perfume I was always wearing. It's an Arabian anyways. And she told me, this, in her words, she was like, "Oh, I like this perfume. Would you want to get it for me on my birthday?" And I'm like, "Okay." So I got it for her on her birthday, and coupled with some other stuffs. And when we had a fallback, like we had an issue one time, she made a very, 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 very bad statement, which was,
"Oh, really?"
She said, "Do you know what other boys are doing for their girlfriends?"
Oh, wow.
Well, what could I do? I just told her, well, this is what I think I'm capable of doing right now.
Yeah.
If you do not appreciate it, I really do not. I can't steal to make you happy. Yes.
So that leads us to the second one, which is the sense of entitlement.
Yeah.
When you feel like you are entitled to somebody's money because they are dating you. Abba sister. Fear God.
It makes sense.
Fear God. So imagine you telling somebody, you know what other people are doing. Abba. You didn't put money in that person's pocket though.
At all.
That person can use their money for other things. So when the person is doing for you, doesn't mean that means okay, that is their responsibility. Because guys these days, there are some quotes I've been saying which I don't agree with. When a guy is, I'm not your father, can your father do this for you, and you're expecting me to do it. I mean, like, if you really love somebody and you can actually afford those things, you should be able to do it for them. If you have a girl that can't afford to get maybe some shoes and bags, and you like them on other people, why not buy it for her? But the issue I have here is when you feel you are entitled to that thing that I want to buy a home. I want, and then keep taxing. Like, and guys these days have started rebelling. Before, guys would just buy you anything. But this day, they'll tell you that, why are you asking me for things? I'm not your father.
Yeah.
Even though I don't like the idea of guys saying that, because I feel like you care about someone, you should be able to do anything for them.
But do not feel entitled.
Yes. So don't take people for granted by feeling that. You hear girls saying, I heard the story, that one was so shocking. This girl's boyfriend just got her a phone that was just released, that's iPhone, I can't remember what type it was. And then a month after, she asked him for 50k for air. After he just spent close to 300,000 on a phone for her. And then she goes and tells him that, I want this air. My friends are getting the air and I want it. And the guy tells her, babe, I can't afford that right now. But once I have the money, I would do something. And then it was last year, then this COVID season started, and people, you know how everything was, that people didn't know what next.
Yeah.
People couldn't make as much as they were making. And next thing, this girl, he found out that the girl slept with somebody, now gave her the money, gave her the 50k. And when I heard the thing, I was heartbroken. I said, this guy has been doing so much for you, but because he could not afford 50k, in that season, somebody that has spent over 300, 400k on you, and all of a sudden, because you could not afford 50k, then you go to cheat because of it. So that is entitlement. When you feel like you're entitled to that person's money, and once they don't have, don't take people for granted. Adam.
Well, entitlement, what I'll have to say about that is, if someone actually loves and cares about you, they would go out of their way to make you happy. But it's not like it's their responsibility. Okay, yeah, I might say it's their responsibility.
In a way, yes.
They are in a relationship with you.
Yes.
But when once a homeboy tells you,
yeah,
I do not have.
Yeah.
Trust me, a guy that I know that would really, I mean, he loves you so much, would always want to make you happy. So I feel like you all in your relationships try to understand your partners.
Mm-hmm.
Because no boy would ever want you to go and act more than you. When he's in a relationship with you.
Yes.
So that's entitlement you guys have in your head that, if he doesn't do it for me, then I will break up with him, or I will move to someone else to get what I want. It doesn't make any sense. Priest, I think that's what I'll have to say about entitlement.
Yeah, so don't be entitled. Don't take people for granted and feel like, you must do it. And that leads us to reciprocating energy.
That's very interesting. Mm-hmm. I would like to talk about that first, Priest. Mm. So, if Papa Emeka is giving Mama Emeka an energy,
yeah,
which is, he calls her, let me not say Papa, let's say Bimbo is giving to Tony an energy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, in your relationship and lovebirds and, they love themselves and all of that. I mean, girls have this mentality that a guy has to do the whole calling, texting, checking up, and all, which it's not right.
I am guilty as charged. I'm trying my best to change.
If a guy does not call you, hit him up. Guy, why didn't you call me? What happened? How was your day? What really happened? Oh, how did your day go? These are little things you do. We guys, we have feelings too.
True.
We also want to feel loved.
Very, very true.
We also need someone to talk to. Forget we're all about hard guy. Guys, they break down too.
Yeah, true.
Guys break down too. Try to talk to your man. You don't have to wait for him. The energy he gives you, he calls you, he texts you. Try to do that so that he'll feel like, okay, he's not the only one in this relationship. But when once you begin to wait for him to call every time,
I know a guy
that will send money to his girlfriend and still call her to ask if she has seen the alert.
Hey, bad people, who will send me money?
Doesn't make any sense. So I feel you all in relationships should give the same energy you have been given.
Yes.
So that's it.
I totally agree with Adanu, even though I'm learning. See, I always tell people, when I'm talking about a topic on this podcast, I'm talking about it from the aspect of I'm also learning. So, because most times I just feel like, if it's a guy that is doing the chasing, is the one doing the, he should be the one to suffer.
He should be the one to do all the running,
calling, messaging. But like Adanu has said, you need to reciprocate energy. So don't take people for granted because they are showing you all the love. They are trying to let you know that you mean a lot to them. Doesn't mean that you should not take whatever energy they are giving for granted. So don't take him for granted. Don't take her for granted. Don't take that person for granted. If you don't want it, if you don't want the relationship, let them know.
Let them know.
Don't let them just be suffering and running around.
Not after investing so much time and energy.
Investing what?
You give your time, you give your energy, and then
you
get nothing back in return. It's not like that. You have to get something in return.
Yes, but, I understand.
At least try for me. Let me see that little energy.
That's
tell me how your day went. If I do not call you, try to know why I do not call you or why I didn't call you. Yes. Instead of you making up, I think he's going to call me. No, call him. He needs to hear from you too. Yes. Let his phone ring and see your name on it. It means a lot to him.
Yes, I hear that. So call. Don't always be the one waiting for call. They don't call. Sometimes maybe that person is going through a tough time, and then instead of you calling to check up on them, you're expecting them to call you. So call. And then this leads us to the very, very last one we are talking about today: over familiarity. Some of you, because you have been dating that person for 2 years now, you don't even respect the person. When I say respect, it's both sides. The girl should respect the guy, and the guy should respect the girl. Some guys, they don't respect their babe. Some babes, they don't respect their guys. They talk to them anyhow. No, you're taking that person for granted. Let that person know that this person values me. When you're in some space, you don't even value the person. If the person is saying, I'm coming to pick you up, you're just like, okay, I'm waiting. Then you start calling the person, where are you now? She knows that you're coming. You should be grateful that person has even decided to come and pick you up. You should talk to them politely. Where are you now? Okay, are you at this point? Okay, I'm waiting. Thanks for coming to pick me. When the person picks you up, don't just enter and just say, thank you for coming to pick me up. Little things like that. Yes. the person will know that I'm still valued by this guy. It's not that when people started dating, you used to say thank you, you used to say sorry, but immediately people pass 1 year after you just say 1 year anniversary. Or you can meet the people listening to this can't even be married. Or after a while, because you are not married, little things like saying thank you, I'm sorry, becomes a thing of the past. Because if you like, if you are not married now, if you like, you should not do it now. You think I'll say sorry, think I'll say thank you. No, don't take that person for granted. Let them know they are appreciated. Always repeat it to them. Let them get a cute message during the day saying, I appreciate you, I love you. Don't say, because especially guys like this one. Sorry, you. But guys like this one, when you were asking a girl, I used to talk to her, the kind of messages you sent to her, then all of a sudden, because you are not dating, you no longer send her messages, you no longer send her food at work, you no longer send her flowers, you just feel like, okay, now I'm married to her, now I'm dating her, so those things don't really matter. Don't stop, don't take that person for granted because now they are yours. Still do that thing, still let them know that this person still values me. What you have been doing 10 years ago is still doing it. So don't take that person for granted. I don't know, what do you think?
Well, over familiarity has ruined a lot of relationships. For instance, let me give you an instance now. Maybe we have like two people in a relationship. And simply because the guy didn't call the girl, she might get mad. She would start to say stuff like, oh, you didn't call me, oh, you didn't do this, oh, you didn't do this. But somewhere, mm-hmm. we have this side chick that he's also talking to.
Damn.
That might, probably because he hasn't called her, she might text him, oh, babe. What's up? I didn't hear from you today. Have you had lunch? Have you eaten? So these are things that really, really, really count in a relationship.
Yeah.
Do not abuse the fact that you are in a relationship with someone. Doesn't mean they can't drift. They can always drift though. So you guys should just keep the same energy.
Yeah.
From scratch. Mm. Always, you have fallbacks in relationship, but you can always try to make things work. Don't think because he is always with you or he has been with you for like 10 years, he will not drift or she will not drift. Omo.
Love the thing, bro.
I see the jackpot.
Love the thing. Like Adam said, when we're just, Adam said, love the thing, though. I said,
It is feel you big time.
Yes, because just like a tree that is not watered or flower that is not watered.
Yeah.
After a while, the thing will start to die because the thing is trying to grow, but no water, nothing to feed it, nothing to let it grow. So that's when you take, it's like taking something for granted. Instead of trying to water it to let it blossom, then just leave it, then it dies. So thank you so much for being on this episode with me, Adam. I really appreciate it and I enjoyed recording this
episode.
Shout
out so much.
Okay, shout out.
Yeah, I'll shout out to Ariel Ingram. Ingram Ariel J. Warren, thanks for your love, your support, and thanks for always having my back. I really appreciate it.
Oh, Adanu really appreciates you. So he's not taking you for granted. And everyone who has listened to episode 1 and up to 20, I really, really appreciate you guys. Thank you, my team, Time Out with Praise. Thank you, my Time Out with Praise gang. Love you guys. For listening to this episode of Time Out with Praise. My name is Praise Shagai. To follow us on social media, the handle is Time Out with Praise on Instagram, Time Out with P on Twitter. For advert placement, sponsorship, and feedback, send your email to timeoutwithpraise@gmail.com. Thank you so much for listening. And I won't forget to appreciate our amazing sponsor, Eru Creation. Thank you so much for sponsoring this episode. And also to follow Eru on Instagram, the handle is Lord_Eru. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you. I love you guys. Thank you so much. Bye. See you next episode. Thank you.